Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, a registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions. The information contained in this material is given for informational purposes only, and no statement contained herein shall constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. The information is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. You should seek advice on legal and tax questions from an independent attorney or tax advisor. Our firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us on this week's message. Today is March 31st, 2020, and just like we've been doing for the last few weeks here, we are committed to getting out the most important information to help you survive the coronavirus or COVID-19, whichever way you want to talk about this. And Tyson, we've been looking just at the news. We've been talking to all of our different resources. We just really have an amazing team here at Boss Retirement Solutions. And when you look at the current state of where things are at right now, there's negative news and there's positive news. And so we want to share a little bit about the good, bad, and the ugly in today's segment and just talk about what that means to you. So Tyson, let's start with the bad news. I always
like to get the bad news out of the way first, right?
So yesterday, the Fed reported, this is the Federal Reserve of St. Louis, they said that they don't think that we've seen the bottom. In fact, due to the continued problems related to the coronavirus, they predict that there could be 47 million jobs lost in America, or 32% unemployment.
Those are some big numbers, Ry.
And what they say, if you look at those numbers, is we are not at the bottom. We've had some recovery recently, but that says we are not at the bottom. And if you go back and look at unemployment numbers, number one, last week's unemployment numbers were the highest they've ever been in history. The next closest time was 1982, where it wasn't even near the $3.3 million.
It was like 650,000 or something like that.
That's right. And you would have to, for 32% unemployment, you'd have to go back to the Great Depression. So when you hear headlines like that, man, that's... That makes you think really,
and we already had,
think twice about what's happened in the market.
We already had 3.5% unemployment in the last week. They're saying it could be as bad as 4.7 by the end of this week. So it's trending in the wrong direction for sure.
So if you're looking at that and you're thinking, man, are we at a bottom yet or do we have a long ways to go? If you read that article, you think, man, no, we have a long ways for this market still to continue to drop. And maybe this is a false rally that's happening right now. And then you flip the page, right, Tyson, and you see some good news. What's the good news?
Yeah, so there was an article this morning out of MarketWatch talking about what Jeremy Siegel's comments. He's been one of the foremost out in the marketplace right now talking about what's going on in the market. For those of you who don't know who Jeremy Siegel is, he is the chair of finance at Wharton Business School, and here's what he said. He said there's four things and some promising signs that we may have hit bottom or we're close to hitting bottom. These four things that he mentioned were, first, that there are things going on. The government stepped in first with the Fed doing some of their unprecedented things of lowering interest rates, as well as last week, the stimulus package being passed of the $2.2 trillion.
Definitely.
Number two is that there's some, in some cities, not New York, but in some cities across the United States and the world, there's signs that flattening the curve is happening. So there's progress there, he says, around the world. Number three is that we're getting closer to vaccines and therapeutics. And again, progress is being made there. Therapeutics, if you've been looking at the news at all, are alternatives that could happen that are really things to boost your immune system so not as many people get sick. Or if you do get sick, that it helps you faster to get better from the coronavirus. And then lastly, he says the fourth one is that there needs to be some deadlines for economic certainty. And what he's really talking about here is President Trump coming out and saying it's probably not by Easter, but hopefully by April 30th. And that really buoyed the market. A lot of people felt like that there's some hope saying, okay, you know, let's be realistic. We need to push it out a little bit, but hopefully we can do something by April 30th. So from Jeremy Siegel's perspective, he was saying there are some positive things going on, and it's possible that we're getting close to the bottom of the market. Now, the truth usually is somewhere in the middle when, in general, when we talk about these things, right?
So let's have a discussion on this, Tyson. You just said the positive article. You play the part of the positive side and what this means to you and your money. I'll play the negative side of this. And the idea with both of this information is to help good information so that you can make good decisions. So Tyson, let's say that the things that you just talked about, according to this MarketWatch article, are the things that are going to happen. Now, of course, no one has a crystal ball, but let's just play both sides of this.
So when we build a boss retirement blueprint, usually the last part of the money in the market is your longer term money.
Sure.
If this truly is your longer term money, then you have the ability to ride it out.
And on average at Boss Retirement Solutions, only 30 to 40% of families' money is actually subject to the market.
Yes.
The rest is protected.
And so if that truly is long-term money that you don't need it right now, or you don't need it for quite a few years, 10 years down the road, let's say, then you have the time horizon to ride it out and go ahead and ride it out. That shouldn't be an issue. And that's the great thing about the Boss Retirement Blueprint in general, is we do the planning for you built for times like these. So Ryan, if somebody needs their money in, let's say, 1 to 5 years, what should people be thinking about?
Well, I would be thinking about this unemployment number. I would be thinking about, if this is not the bottom, what do I need to do? And maybe it's time that I draw a line in the sand and say, hey, in this money that's in the market, I want to take a portion of that, draw a line in the sand and protect it in case it does go down, that we have a decline that's 50, 60, 70, 80% of the market like it did in the Great Depression. If we have some of those numbers and I need that money in the next 1 to 5 years, drawing a line in the sand may be a good idea, and it would be something to consider. Here's the specific step that you could do to take that. For example, if you had, let's say that you had $400,000 in the market and you said, you know what, I'm going to take half of that money. And even though I've lost 20%, I'm going to take half of that money and I'm going to protect it. I'm going to draw that line in the sand and I make a lateral move. So a lateral move would be, I go to cash. So I am locking in those losses. And then what I do is I put it in a vehicle where I can't lose, like a fixed indexed annuity.
But keep in mind, the market's been up over the last few sessions, so that you've gained some of that back as well, right?
Exactly. So I pick up some of those gains, I lock that in. And now if the market drops, I can't lose any money out of that portion. But if the market continues to go up, I participate in those gains.
Yes.
The downside of it would be, is I have liquidity restrictions on that when I go into an annuity. Most annuities have what are called a surrender charge, and so I would be subject to that. But I could sleep a little bit better at night knowing that I'm not going to be subject to a huge market loss. And then that other money, the other $200,000, I can afford to ride that out, like you mentioned on your side, Tyson, over a longer period of time. So Tyson, there is no crystal ball, right?
There's no magic bullet. But what we can tell you is we want to tell you every week what the latest is, how we can help. Feel free. All of our advisors, all of our team is still working. Even though we're not having people come into the offices, they're working at home. We're having our Zoom meetings. We had a team meeting yesterday with the entire team by Zoom. It was awesome. You can meet with our advisors over the phone, service advisors over the phone, or through a Zoom call, whatever's going to work for you. And we are here to help. Never forget that we are here to help. And always remember this: retiring successfully today doesn't happen by accident. It starts with the Boss Retirement Blueprint. We're so glad you're part of our team. We're so glad you're part of the Boss Retirement Solutions family. Have a great rest of your day.